Today's daf is Wochendaf Peches. And we will begin from the Mishnah, seven lines from the top of Daf Peches Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema, Vachave Miriam Basmalka Freda, and Shlomo Ben Chaya Leah. Zok the Mishnah. Kli halach, mekachin es halach, umidois yovish, mekachois es hayovish. So all kalim in the Beis HaMikdash were able to be divided into two categories, Kli Halach and Midos Hayavish. Kli Halach were kelim that we use for liquids. Midos Hayavish were kelim that were used for solids. Rashi says the reason the Kli Halach are described by the more general term Kli and the Midos Hayavish are described by the more nuanced word Midos is because the Kli Halach were made up of regular kelim. They were also made up of Midos. They were made up of kelim whose purpose was to measure, as opposed to the kelim that were used for Yavish. The ones that were used exclusively for Yavish were all Midos, and that's why they're referred to as Midos HaYavish. But the bottom line is, there were Kalim that were used for Lach, there were Kalim that were used for Yavish. So the Mishnah says that if you want to be Mekadesh Lach, you put it in a Kli HaLach. If you want to be Mekadesh Yavish, you put it in a Kli HaYavish. In fact, Ein Kli HaLach Mekadesh as HaYavish, V'lo Yavish Mekadesh as HaLach. A Kli HaLach could not be Mekadesh something that was Yavish, and the Kli HaYavish couldn't be Mekadesh something that was Lach. The Gemara is going to get into this a little bit. Kli HaKodesh Nikvu, if there was a Kli in the Beis HaMikdash and it has a hole in it right now, so the question is, does it maintain its status as Kli HaKodesh? Could it be Mekadesh something? Says the Mishnah, Im Oysim Behem Me'in Malach, in the ability that this keli is still able to function me'ain the way it was able to function while it was hold, then it would be able to be mekadesh v'mla. But if not, mekachin doesn't have the ability to be mekadesh. The kulam, the Mishnah says mekachin el b'kodesh, the only time a keli has the ability to be mekadesh at all is if the keli is in the azara, it's b'kodesh. If, however, the keli is outside of the azara, then it does not have the ability to be mekadesh. Either way, this is a Mishnah that talks about kelim in the Beis HaMikdash being mekadesh. Why are we talking about this? Because it's me'inyan le'inyan, but it's inyan to the topic of the perek. We're learning about the idea that the Mizbeach was able to be mekadesh, even psulin, the fact that the Kevish was able to be Mekadesh, Kalim were able to be Mekadesh, Psulim. So here's an idea that talks about Kalim being Mekadesh, albeit not in the context of Psulim, just being Mekadesh. Part and parcel of the process of something attaining Kedusha was Lefamim putting it into a Keli. Those Kalim were divided into Kli Halach, Kli HaYavish, hence the first halach of the Mishnah. Those Kalim had to be complete, hence the second halach of the Mishnah. And finally, the third halach of the Mishnah was that the only time the Kalim were Mekadesh is if they were in the Azara. Zok the Gemara, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, as it relates to the halach, that ain Kli Halach Mekadesh es HaYavish, Lo Yishanu, that was only taught, Ela Midos. With regards to the Midos Halach. So if you had a keli that was used for measuring lach, and now you put yavish inside of it, so the Kli Halach, or the Midos Halach, would not be able to be mekadesh the yavish. Avo Mizrakois, but a regular keli that was used for lach, not to measure, but for whatever function. For example, Mizrakois. What was the Mizrak used for? Kabbalah. So in the event you would take just a regular Kli Halach and you would put a Dava Yavish inside of it, Mikachin Shmuel Sadir, the halach of the Mishnah would not apply. And now we know that Shenemar, this is from a rather well-known pasuk. The pasuk says, V'karbonoi karas kesef achas, referring to the carbon of all the Nesiim, Shloishim umeya mishkala. So amongst the carbon, it's good to learn this pasuk a little carefully, was a kara is a plate, it was kesef, it was silver, Achas, it's one. How much did it weigh? Shloishim u'meya mishkala. Mizrak echad. In addition to that, the carbon involved in Mizrak. It was also made of kasef. It was a little bit lighter. Shivim shekel b'shekel ha-kodesh. Shneyem mileyim soiles b'lulu b'shem l'mincha. And what they would put into the ka'ara and into the Mizrak, to both of them, Shneim, it was Malayim, Soilus, Plul Basham. It was filled with Soilus mixed with Shemen, Lamincha, which of course is a carbon mincha. But either way, says Shmuel, that the Pasuk says that when the Nesiim brought their carbonos, they took a Ka'ara, they took a Mizrak, and inside the Ka'ara and the Mizrak, they put a carbon mincha. Now, what's Shmuel's raya from that Pasuk? The Ka'ara, and certainly the Mizrak, were kli halach. These were kelim that were typically used for lach. And now you're taking the davar yavish inside. You're putting inside a mincha. I thought the kli halach and the kli hayavish have this big barrier separating them. Ein kli halach mikadesh es hayavish, v'lo yavish mikadesh es halach. So what's going on here in this pasuk that we read 12 times, right? And again, Chazar Sashir. So what's going on in this pasuk? How could you have these kelim that are kli halach with a mincha inside of it? And it sounds like the keli is being mekadesh the mincha. Oh, must be that when the Mishnah says that ein kli halach mekadesh asayavish, loishanu elo midois. And the ka'ara and the mizrak were not midois, and it's for that reason this is not going to be an issue. But the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Achmi Difti, the Ravina, so Rav Achmi Difti heard Shmuel's raya, and he told Ravina, I don't understand the raya. Mincha leichohi. The mincha is not yavish, the mincha is lach. It's blue lace basham, the pasuk says. So to the extent that there was oil mixed inside of it, I think it's a davar lach, and that's why it worked. But if you would have a regular davar yavish, let's say you would have dry soilus without the shemen inside of it, then kobi, it wouldn't work even for the kar, even for the mizrak. Amaleis Ravina told him, le'nitzrecha el le'yavish. He told him, it's not true, because every time you have a mincha, even if you mix it with oil, there's always going to be a little bit of soilus that was not bolul yafa, that doesn't have so much oil inside of it. So within the mincha that's blue lace basham, there's a chelik of it that's not, and even that chelik was niskadish. So you're right, the raya is not from the entire mincha, the raya is from the yavish bar. Iba is saying alternatively, Ravina told Rav Achmi Difti, you can answer differently. Mincha legabi dam ki yavish dami. Even though it's true that the mincha is not yavish, maybe in the most generic yavish sense, and if you looked at it in a vacuum, you might say it's a davar lach, but relative to what the ka'ara and the mizrak was used for, it actually is yavish, because the kelim were used for dam primarily, and if you were going to compare the mincha to dam, there's no question in the world, the mincha is more yavish than dam, hence Shmuel felt that he had it right. But either way, Shmuel's not such fine print, his asterisk on the halacha of the Mishnah. In kli halach mekadesh asayavish, what's the halacha? It's only true if we're dealing with midos. But mizrakos mekadshin, and his raya was from a very, very well-known pasuk. Another memory that Shmuel said related to our sugya. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said three things. Kli shares, in mekadshin elo shleimen, in mekadshin elo meleyen, and in mekadshin elo mitoichet. So what do these three things mean? So Rashi explains, in mekadshin elo shleimen means essentially the halacha of the Mishnah. The only time a keli can be mekadesh is if the keli is shalim. If, however, there is a hole inside the keli and it's not able to do what it's supposed to do, it doesn't have the ability to be mekadesh. That's number one. Ein mekadshin elo meleyim. This is also a Rashi. This is a kolemer Rashi. What does it sound like, ein mekadshin elo meleyim means? The only time it can be mekadesh is if you fill up the cup. Hence the kolemer. Says Rashi, it's not what it means. Ein mekadshin elo meleyim means that whatever you're being mekadesh inside the keli right now has to be a full shear of that thing. So for example, if you're going to take soilus and you're going to put it into a keli right now because you want to be mekadesh a karban mincha, so there's a shear of how much it has to have. An isarin, a chatz isarin, whatever it is. So you have to have the full isarin there. So it's not meleyin that the entire keli needs to be filled, but it's the content, which is the actual davar kaddish, has to be mole. It has to be a full shear of it. It's not the literal meaning of in mekachin elam aleyin, and it's for that reason Rashi says the word kolema. In mekachin elam atoichin, and finally, that's easy, the only time the keli can be mekadesh is if it's inside the borders of the keli. The Gemara is going to say, lafuke what? Lafuke birutze midois. That's a term you find sometimes. Birutze midois means that, let's say, there's a little bit of overage. So you put soilus inside a keli, and then it has like a heap on top. So the cup is this tall, and then on top of the perimeter of that cup, that mizrak or whatever it is, there's a pile of additional soilus. Only what's literally within the arba kanfos of the actual keli is what becomes kaddish. But anything that's on top of it, even though it's technically inside the keli, but it's not mitoichon, it's not mamish inside the borders of the keli, it's for that reason that wouldn't be in this kaddish as well. But anyway, Shmuel said three things: klisharis ein mekachin ela shleimin, ein mekachin ela melein, and ein mekachin ela mitoichon. But Amri Lo, there was another nusach of what Shmuel said: ein mekachin ela shleimin. Check. Umaleim, also check. Umi bifnim. The third thing, according to the second lishon that Shmuel said, was not in mekachin elami toicham, but rather in mekachin elami bifnim. What does bifnim mean? It's also the halacha of the Mishnah. It means it has to be bifnim. It has to be in the azara. But in the event that the keli is outside of the azara, it doesn't have the ability to be mekach. My binayu. What's the nafkamina between the two lishonos of Shmuel? So nafkamina was in the third thing, right? According to the first lishon, in mekachin elami toicham. According to the second lishon, in mekachin elami bifnim. Right? That sounds like what they're arguing about. But the Gemara says ikibinayu. Nafkamina would be berutze midos. In mekachin elami toicham, we mentioned a minute ago, means lafuke berutze midos, as opposed to in mekachin elami bifnim. Sounds like berutze midos would be okay. Now notice the Gemara says that nafkamina would be only with regards to the berutze midos, meaning the first lishna holds in mekachin elami. Mitoichon. Second lishna does not hold ein mekachin ela mitoichon. What about ikibinayu in the reverse? The second lishna holds ein mekachin ela bifnim, and the first lishna doesn't hold ein mekachin ela bifnim. So that you can't say. And the reason is because it's a mefurash mishnah. The mishnah said ein mekachin ela bakoidish, which is the same as ein mekachin ela bifnim. Ein toisvus says the gemara vayit b'masisatana. There was a brisa that put it all together. The brisa had Shmuel as follows: ein mekachin ela shleimin umaleyan. It actually had all four, meaning it had the first two that overlap between the two, and it had the two thirds, which gives you 1, 2, 3, 4. And it's not a stira to have all four, right? Just to clarify, I mean, stating the overwhelming obvious. And that is, even though the Gemara said that there's an ikubeinayu between the two lashonos, but it's not like there was an explicit machloikis, right? It's not like there was something said in one lishna that contradicts what was said in the other lishna. The reason there's a machloikis between the two lishnas is related to an omission. I mean, you could have a brisa that's going to mention everything that the first lishna had and everything the second lishna of the had, and there's not going to be any stira in the brisa. The only reason there was machloikis between the two lishnas was because of what was not said. But if you want to say all four, gesunte heit. For sure, you're able to say all four. So we basically have three lishonos in this halacha. The first lishna is in mekachin ela shleimin, in mekachin ela melein, in mekachin ela mitoichon. The second lishna is in mekachin ela shleimin, in mekachin ela melein, in mekachin ela mibefnim. The third lishna, which is a brisna, in mekachin ela shleimin, umelein, umitoichon, ubefnim. Ravasim Rav Yochanan, another member of lishon, well, lishon, daita lohosif, as relates to the halacha of in mekachin ela melein. Which Rashi explained means you have to have the full share. If you don't have the full share, it will not become kaddish. That's only true if when the person, the kohen, started putting this kaddish into the keli, his das was to only put what he put in, not to be moisif. Meaning he put in pachas mikasher, and he had no intention to ever be moisif. Avol daiti lahoisif. But if when he put in the chatzi shir, he had in mind to put in the full shir, rishon kaddish, and of course it's going to be kaddish. Meaning don't misinterpret Shmuel's halach and think that when the kohen puts the contents into the keli, he has to put the whole shear in bevas achas, like a brisket eats his kezias by the seder. You don't have to do that. You could do it a little bit, and the idea is it's gonna be mitzaref. As long as your das is to be moisef v'lechatchilo, it's gonna be okay. The Gemara says Tanya Nami Hachi. This is actually mefurish in a brayso. Malayim. It says Malayim. Now, where does it say Malayim? So it's the pasuk that we mentioned earlier. Shnei and Malayim, soilis, blula basham, alamincha. Ain't Malayim, elo shleimim. You want to know what Malayim means? It means shleimim. Now, this is a little bit tricky because Rashi says over here, shleimim means the full shear. What Malayim meant when Shmuel and the Braisa were talking is what shleimim means here. Shleimim here does not mean what shleimim meant earlier. It means what Malayim meant earlier. But either way, the Braisa says, Malayim, ain't Malayim, elo shleimim. You have to put in a full shear. Amr Abbas, Rabbasis, Rabbi Yossi. Ain't Masai. What is that? Shubas manch, ain't the lahoisiv. That's only if your das was not to be moist. If that's was to be moist, rishon rishon kodesh, then for sure the whole thing is going to be kodesh. Either way, so we had two members from Shmuel. One was a comment on the Mishnah, and then the other was a maimer amusker related to the halachas of the Mishnah. The comment was that when the Mishnah says in kli alach mekadesh as hayavish loishanu elamidos avol mizrakos mekachin. The Maimer Hamusker of Shmuel was, depending on the Lishna, Klishtoris e Mekachin ela Shleimim, Meleim, and Mitoichan, or Shleimim, Meleim, umi bifnim. The Gemara now is going to bring another comment on the Mishnah, this time not from Shmuel, but rather from Rav. Zok the Gemara. Omar Rav. V'item Ravas. Some say it wasn't Rav, some say it was Ravas. In mekachin likarev, avon mekachin lipasim. When the Mishnah says that a kli alach is not mekadesh or yovish, it means it doesn't give it the kedusha that it needs in order for you to go and be makriv that thing on the mizbeach. So the kedusha that kachim requires in order to go on the mizbeach, it sometimes needs a kli shareis for. And if it's a dover yovish, it can't get that kedusha from a dover lach. Avol mekachim lipasa. However, it would become kaddish lipasel for it to now be able to become pasel. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, once you makdish something, at that point, that thing becomes hektish, le'inyin, mi'ila, let's say. However, as it relates to some of the more nuanced psulim that you find in kachim, for that, the fact that it's hektish is not enough. It needs a toisefes kedusha. Once it has the toisefes kedusha, now becomes more susceptible to different psulim. How does it receive that Tosefes Kedushas? It depends what you're talking about. But very often it happens through a Kli Shareis. So it says, Ravi Temi Rav Asi, when we say the Kli Alach can't be Mekadesh the Davar Yavesh, it means Likarev, to give it the Kedusha to actually go on the Mizbeach. But Mekadeshan Lipasa, it could give it the Kedusha for it to be more susceptible. Rashi gives a few examples of what type of Psul it's now susceptible for. Psul Yoytzeh, if a tefillah yom touches it, it would become pasul. But a lot of the psulei bakodeshes that you find in kachim, for that it would need a tesefes kedusha, and a kli alach could be mekadesh, even a davar yavish for that. Ikid masim laha, there was some that had rav, item rav asis halacha, regarding a related din. A tesefta in mesachtes menachis, it's also a tesefta in mesachtes me'ilo. Ein avi menachis unesachim, Minchas behema ubikurim. That's interesting. Min hamadum. So you can't bring all the different types of menachis. Menachis and nesachin, minchas behema, and additionally bikurim from meduma. Rashi says meduma means what it usually means. We'll see in a second. And that is where there's a taruvois of chulin and chuma, and you're not sure what exactly this is. So if you have such a taruvois and you want to use the taruvois now to bring as a mincho, or as nesachin, or as bikurim, so the halachas you can't do it. And it goes without say that if you have arlo and kiliyak Karen, or if it's smished with Arlen Kilea Karen, that it's not going to be okay. Im Hevi, and let's say the person went ahead and brought it, like Kidesh, it's not going to be Kaddish. So Ad Kidei Kach, all these things can't be brought from Meduma or from Arlen Kilea Karen, that even B'dievet, if you did, it's not going to be fine. Amar Ravi Temi Rav Asi, so Rav said, some say Rav Asi said, that's the formulation, that's Ikedemasti, like Kidesh Likar. When we say that it's not Kaddish, means it can never attain Kedusha to actually be able to go on the Mizbeach. Aval Kidesh Lipasa, but if you put it into a Klisharis, the Klisharis can be Mekadeshnit to the extent that it would be able to be Pasle. So this is Mamish, the same exact Knech, where we're bifurcating the Toisefes Kedusha Likare versus Lipasel. Rabbi Temir of Asi said it. Some had it on our Mishnah and some had it on that Toisefta. By the way, Rashi speaks out. Again, this is obvious. And that is that this Omar Rabbi Temir of Asi Loikidesh Likarev Elokidesh Lipasel must be going on the Menachos and the Nesachim of that Toisefta. In Mevim, Menachos and Nesachim, Menachos, maybe Ubikurim. Because Bikurim never was Karev on the Mizbeach. Anyways, you put it next to the Mizbeach. But you didn't actually put it on the Mizbeach. So for sure, that's going back, Zok Rashi, not on the Bikurim Sheboy. Now, why is it that Ein Mevi Menachas Unesachim Minchas Behema Ubikurim Min HaMedoma? Why not? Why can't you bring it from a Medoma? So there's a big Rashi over here. Rashi says the reason is because we know one of the halachas that underpin Kachem is Mimashki Yisrael. And we learn from the words Mimashki Yisrael, Min Hamutli Yisrael. And being that this Meduma right now cannot be eaten, so it's for that reason, it's not Mimashki Yisrael. That's why it's possible to be brought as a cup. Freak Toysfus, you can't eat Meduma? Of course you can eat Meduma. Now, not everyone can eat Meduma, but someone can eat Meduma. A Kohen's allowed to eat Meduma. Mimashki Yisrael, Tainus Toysfus is only when no one's allowed to eat it. But if you have Zichrei Kohuna, who eat Kachem anyways, and they're allowed to eat the Meduma, there's no reason in the world that should be a problem of Mimashki Yisrael. So, Toysfus, so what then does Meduma mean? Meduma always means a Taruvus of Chulin and Truma. Here it must mean not a Taruvus of Chulin and Truma. Here it means a Taruvus of Chulin and Arla and Kiliakaren. That's Asibanot to everybody. No one's allowed to eat that. And that would have to be a Chsarin of Mimashki Yisrael. When the Mishbraisna that says the ain't tzarich loyma me'arla umikilei akerim zaktoisus, what it means is where it's not medoma, where it wasn't nisariv with arla and kilei akerim, where it's mamish arla and kilei akerim. But Toisus says there's no way in the world if you would have chulin and chuma that were nisariv and you wanted to use that now to bring us a carbon to be chsarin of mimashki Yisrael, being that avada kohanim are allowed to eat. In other words, we have a very yisoidi machloikis between Rashi and Toisus tucked away in Zvachim Pechesim at Aleph at the very end of Perek Mizbeach Mekadosh. Terms of what the definition of Mimashki Yisrael is. According to Rashi, Mimashki Yisrael means all Yisrael is allowed to eat it. According to Tosfos, it's enough that some Yisrael would be allowed to eat it. But either way, so what was Rav's comment on the Mishnah? When the Mishnah said, Enkli Alach, Mekadosh Asayovish, Rav's comment was, Lo Yishonu, Elo Li Karev. However, Li Pasal that, yes. So Shmuel's comment was, Lo Yishonu, Elo Midois, Avo Mizrakois, Mekachin. Rav's comment was, A mikachin li karev, avo mikachin li pasal. A braisa, ul mi inyan li inyan ba'isa inyan. So the Mishnah had talked about klisharis that has a hole. And the question is, does it have the ability to be mikadosh? Does it not have the ability to be mikadosh? And the Mishnah gave a very simple rule. Mishnah said, im oisim behem me im malachtan shayu oisim, vein shleim im mikachin. Vimlav in mikachin. So a braisa on this idea. Tanu rabbanon, kli kodesh in nikfu. A kli kodesh that has a hole in it. So the question is, can you fix it? In matichin oisai, you are not allowed to be matachet. So Rashi says the process of matichin was they would melt the metal around the hole, which would cause the metal to become a little smaller, right? To tighten a little bit, which would ultimately close the gap and that hole that was inside the keli. This is a basic move that the blacksmiths used to do. It's not something you're allowed to do when it comes to kli kodesh. Another move they had sometimes was is they would melt lead into the keli. This is also not something you're allowed to do. Nifkamu, let's say there's a pgam. So nifkamu, Rashi says, is where the damage is a little bit more intense. So that would require a little bit more of a tikkun. Can't do it. Sakin chenifkam, let's say you have a knife that was nifkam, so it's not so sharp anymore. In mashchizen es pkimasa, see, now let it go ahead and try to file, right? To try to make it a little sharper. Nishmata, let's say the blade of the knife fell out of its socket, out of the handle. In machzir noisa, now let it return. Abishol says, sakit v'terev es hoitz v'mikdosh. There was a sakit that used to cause the animals to be a treif in the base of mikdosh. V'nim no'olav kehan v'gonzua. And the kehanim took a vote. That's what literally v'nim no'olav kehanim means. And they ended up going ahead and hiding it. So the Braisa gives a whole bunch of halachas related to what happens if one of the klisharis goes a little bit bad. You would have thought, I don't know, fix it. It'll be ready on Tuesday. Right? That's what you would think you should do. Kamashmal on the Braisa, you're not allowed to do it. Why not? So Rashi says, I'm going to tell you why. Because ein anius b'mokim ashiris. An araman that has a keli that goes bad, he fixes it. A gvir that has a keli that goes bad, he sells it, gets rid of it, he throws it in the garbage, and he buys a new one. And it's for that reason you have to fear zech in the Beis HaMikdash ba'ashiris, you now let a fear zech in the Beis HaMikdash ba'anias. Tan Rabbanan, a related price, big day kahuna, as it relates to the big day kahuna, ain't oisa noisa maisa machat. So they were not sown, ala maisa oirig, they were woven. So it's not maisa machat, it's maisa oirig. How do you know? That's shenemar. It's pretty straightforward. The pasuk says, maisa oirig. That's the way they used to make the big day kahuna. Nisgalu, in the event that they become soiled, this is the part that we really want, in mechapsnin, so you're not allowed to wash them. Loi benesef le ba'al. So Rashi says these are like different types of detergents, soaps. So you're not allowed to wash them. So the Gemara says, one second. Sounds like from the Braisa, you're not allowed to wash them with detergents. But if you want to put it in the sink and just wash it with a little bit of water so the stain will still be nicker, what that you're allowed to do, right? It's just the opposite. You would think of anything, you can wash it only with detergent. So it's going to look nice and clean, it'll look fresh, as opposed to if you're only going to wash it with a little bit of water. So Abaye said, because it is kasha, we have to explain Posh Pshan the Braisa a little bit different. The Braisa means is as follows. Hachi ka'amar. Hugu b'mayim. In the event that the stain is such that if you put a little bit of water on it, the stain would go away, then mechabsin oisav nesav al. Then you can be mechabsit with nesav al. But hugul in nesav al. But if the stain is such that the only way to remove it would be with detergent, then af mayim e mechabsin, then you're not allowed to be mechabsit, and you're not allowed to be mechabsit either with mayim. So when the Braisa says mechabsin oisav nesav al, it doesn't mean, or e mechabsin oisav nesav al, it doesn't mean that That way, not habemayim yeh. What we're talking about is what kind of stain is it? If it's a stain that requires nesaval, then in mechapsim period. And if it's a stain that doesn't require nesaval, then mechapsim period. So I don't care how you're cleaning it. What I care about is it that the type of stain that requires nesaval, well, then you're not allowed to clean it. If not, not v'yesh oimrim. The Braisa brings the yesh oimrim that says, in mechapsim is a kalikir, you were never, ever, ever allowed to be mechapsim. And the reason is, einanis b'makom hashiras. And the minute you're going to go ahead and clean it, so already you're acting like an araman. Again, you don't send to the cleaners, you open up a new shirt. So that's what you're supposed to do. Now Rashi speaks out that even though it's only the Yesh Oimrim that said, really the whole Brisa holds, it's not the Yesh Oimrim's Chiddush, this whole Brisa, even the sheet of the Tanakam is that, he's just saying, to me means you never ever send the suit to the cleaners. Tanakama says you never send the suit to the cleaners, it depends. If it gets like really messed up, then I agree with you. But otherwise not. Again, these two Brises are clearly may inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan. Now the Gemara is going to do something gishmak. The Gemara is going to pivot a little bit, and really, peches amabez amasech to Zvachim is like the closest you get to agadata in Zvachim, right? In some Masechtas, you would say, this is a Lamdisha Gemara we're about to learn. But in Masechtas Zvachim, this definitely counts very much as Agadata. It's going to be related to the Big Day Kuna, as we're about to see. There's a few famous classic Gemaras here. Not classic as in the Briska Shiurim classic, as in Miratza Lepiguloi and Moshel Ben Aur Nasalach Misham Mizbeach classic. This is more Shas and Divrei Agada Digga classic. Again, it's related to Big Day Kuna. Why are we talking about Big Day Kuna? So this is a digression from the digression. Because the Mishnah had talked about a keli that is not able to function properly. Remember the Braisa, very much, Ba'isa Inyan, could you fix a keli? The answer is no, because Ein Anis B'Makom Hashiras. By the way, in the same vein, you never send the Big Day Kuna to the cleaners, or maybe only sometimes. Oh, we mentioned the Big Day Kuna. Let's have a little bit of fun. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabban and Abraisa. So, Me'il, as it relates to the Me'il, that was one of the Big Day Kuna. Kula Yishal Tcheles Haya. It was made up 100% of Tcheles. Now, what Tcheles is, so that's something that has mystified the world now for a very, very long time. But it was kuloi tcheles. How do we know? That should never. The pasuk says, v'yasas milo eifoit kul tcheles. Pretty straightforward. Shulav ketzad. What about the hem of the mill? What did that look like? So the truth is, there's one pasuk that's kedai to learn together before we see this next gemara. The pasuk's in Parshas Tetzaveh. It's describing the mill. V'asiso es mill ho eifoit kul tcheles. I'm skipping one pasuk. V'asiso al shulav, on the hem, on the bottom of the mill, you should put Rimoine Tcheles Vargamon Vitoilat Shani Al Shulav Saviv Upamoine Zav Besoichom Saviv. So on the hem, on the bottom of the mill, you should put Rimoinim, pomegranates. Pomegranates, like real pomegranates? No. These pomegranates are made up of Tcheles Argamon and Toilat Shani. They're made up of those three materials. Saviv, it should be all the way around the bottom of the mill. Additionally, upamoine zahav besoicham saviv. And besoicham, you should also put pamoine zahav. So what are pamoine? Bells. What are they made up of? Not tcheles argaman and tcheles shani, but rather they were made up of gold. The next pasuk says, pamoine zahav verimoine. That's what the bottom of the mill looked like. There's a big machloikis, Rashi and the Ramban, in Chumash. What exactly the pasuk means when it says upamoine zahav besoicham safif? Rashi says besoicham safif beinehem safif. Bein shnei rimoinim pamoin echad davuk v'taloi b'shuli ha'me'il. So you would have rimoin pamoin, rimoin pamoin. Rimoin pam. That's basically what's going on. So there would be a pamoin in between two rimoinim. The Ramban has a big arichos here. The one line that we want from the Ramban is avolheim betoichan mamish. I disagree with what Rashi says. I think it was literally betoichan. Ki arimoinim chalulim, because the rimoinim were hollow. Vasuyin kemin rimoinim ketanim shloi paschupiyim. The Ramban's getting that from the Gemara we're about to learn. They were made like a rimoin that's still on the tree where the top of the rimoin didn't open up yet. Vahapamoinim tmunim bohen. And the pamoinim, these bells, were hidden inside of them. The nirim mitaychan, you were inside, you'd be able to see it. The point is according to the Ramban, it doesn't mean mitoichan in between, but rather you want to know what the word besoicha means. It means it was literally and physically inside. Either way, this Bryce is going to elaborate on this inyan a little bit. So again, as it relates to the actual mill, that's easy. It was klo tchelis. The whole thing was made up of tchelis. But what about the shulav? So the Bryce says maybe tchelis v'argamav v'telas shani. You brought those three materials based on the lashon apasik shizurim, and they would mish tzedrait right. And they put it into a shape, so it looked like a rim and a pomegranate that hadn't started opening yet. Another description of this, they looked like kunois, the cones of the knasos shebarashish tinoikis. Rashi gives this whole description over here. Rashi says buttons balaz. But Rashi gives this whole description about these hats or these helmets that the kids used to wear when they used to play, and they had a certain shape and they were closed. And either way, that's another way of describing, you had to be there, what exactly this looked like. Umevi shivin v'shnayim zogin. And then he would bring 72, so we're putting a number to the amount of pamoinim here, that was not mentioned in the pasuk, 72 bells, shabahen shivin v'shnayim imbolin. Inside the 72 bells, there would be 72 clappers, right? That's the two parts of the bell. V'toyla bahen shloishim v'shishim b'tzadzeh, v'shloishim v'shishim b'tzadzeh. And on the two sides of the mill, Rashi says the two sides mean the front and the back of the mill, each side had 36. Rabdoisa said, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, name Rabbi Yehuda, shloishim v'shishah. It was 36 in total. Shmoyne esrim b'tzadzeh, v'shmoyne esrim b'tzadzeh. Not 36 on one side, 36 on the other side, but 18 on one side, 18 on the other side. Either way, the Braisa just described a little bit better what the mill was like. The mill itself was tcheles. What about the shulam? So the Torah says there were rimonim and pamonim. So what were the chidushim of the Braisa? Number one, the Torah said tcheles agama telash shani. The Braisa added the word shizurim, right? You have to mix them all together. Okay. Additionally, when we say rimonim, it's kamin rimonim shaloi pischupi. That's what that means. As far as the pamonim go, how many pamonim? Sets a machlokes. Either it's 72 or it's 36. The Tanakhama says it's 72. 36 in the front, 36 in the back. Rab Doisa Omer, the name of Rab Yehuda, it's 36 in total. Not 36 on one side. 36 in total, 18 on one side, 18 on the other side. As it relates to where are the Pamoinim relative to the Rimoinim, that the price was discussed. That's Machlekes Rishonim, that's Machlekes Rashi and the Ramban that we mentioned a second ago. Says the Gemara, Omer Rab Inani Bar Sosain. So Rab Inani Bar Sosain said, Machlekes Kan, Kach Machlekes Bemaris Naga. The same Machlekes that you have, was it 36 or 72 in terms of the amount of pamoinin, you also have in the sugya maris nagam. It's not, it's a mishnah, maris nagam. How many different maris nagam are there? How many different colors of negas? Rab Doisa ben Hurkin said, lamidvav, akavya ben mahalal, loimir shin in the shnayim. So you see, you have these two sheet, this was a 36 or 72. So Rab Inidu Bar Sosin made an interesting observation, right? It's just an interesting observation. Oh, have a tushtel, machloikis, whether 36, 72. Maris Nagom, you have the same exact shayla. 36, 72. Now we're going to learn the next Gemara, and then we'll speak out of Tosfos that adds a little bit of richness to the depth of the tzushtel of Rab Inani Bar Sosin. It's not just some frivolous tzushtel. Oh, you want to see these two numbers, 36, 72? You have now. It could be that the Rab Doisa of the first Braisa is Rab Doisa ben Horkinus of this Mishnah, and if that's the case, then it's not just a tzushtel ba'alma. In two cases, you have a situation where Rab Doisa is the one that says 36. Now, the first Braisa said Rab Doisa in the name of Rab Yehuda. The Mishnah said Rav Doisa ben Horkinus. Could Rav Doisa ben Horkinus be saying Torah in the name of Rav Yehuda? So we have to remind ourselves a little, who's Rav Doisa ben Horkinus? So he's mentioned very prominently, as in very prominently, in the end of the first parak of Masechta Yevamos, when he took on Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfin and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, which would seem to place him before Rabbi Yehuda. Not sure, but the bottom line is, Rav Inani Bar Sosin said that just like you have this machlokes regarding the pamoinim was 36 to 72, you have the same exact machlokes regarding Maris Nagam was at 36 to 72. Just in case his kash is bothering you, and this is also a Tosfos, so how many Maris Nagam are there? It's machlokes, either 36 to 72. Frey Tosfos, you forgot the first Mishnah Masechta Shavuos. Shvua Steinshein Arba, Yitzias Ashabish Steinshein Arba, Maris Negoim Steinshein Arba. It's a Mefurisha Mishnah. We didn't learn this that long ago. So what's going on over here? So Tosva says that over there it's talking about Negoim Levonim. There the Negoim were white. White Negoim? It's Steinshein Arba. But if you want to learn the whole Maseches Negoim, then you can see the numbers much more. It's either 36 or 72. Either way, you don't see Rav Inini Bar Sosin every day. So the Gemara just mentioned Rav Inini Bar Sosin, says the Gemara. Let's see another halacha for Rav Inini Bar Sosin. Why did the Torah put the parasha of Karbanos next to the parasha of Big Day Kuna? Let me teach you. Ma Karbanos Mechaprin. Just like Karbanos Mechaprin, Av Big Day Kuna Mechaprin, so to the Big Day Kuna Mechaprin. You know, it's interesting. The whole premise of what Rav Inini Bar Sosin is about to say. Lama Nisbecha Parashas Karbanos, the parasha of Big Day Kuna. I mean, you would think they would be next to each other, right? They're very much me inyan le inyan ba isa inyan. For example, just to bring out the point, Lama nismecha misas Miriam le para aduma. Ah, to teach me a limud. Lama nismecha big day kuna le misas Aaron. To teach me a limud. Usually, if there's a smichas between two parshias and you're trying to darshan something, it's because ma inyan shmita etzel har Sinai, right? Pun intended. But over here, Lama nismecha parshas karbanas le big day kuna. Obviously, they're going to be somewhat related because they're both kachim, they're both going to be in Teres Kayanim, so just the whole premise of the drasha is a little bit interesting. But the bottom line is, Rav Inini Bar Sosin said, why did Teres put the parashah Kabbalah next to the parashah Big Day Kuna to teach you? Mar Kabbalah's Mechaper, just like Kabbalah's Mechaper, Av Big Day Kuna Mechaper. And then Rav Inini Bar Sosin went and he mentioned 8 different types of Big Day Kuna and specifically what it is that those Big Day Kuna are Mechaper for. And the first one is not Shayach because it's this week's parasha. Ksoinis mechaperes al shvichas dam. The ksoinis was mechaper on shvichas damim. Shenemar, because the pasuk says vayishchatu sir izim vayitpalu es hakutoines badam, and it's referring to the shvatim who went ahead and they were mevalvel against Yosef, so they take the ksoinis and they put it in dam. And from here we learn that the ksoinis was mechaper on shvichas dam. Now where do you see it? Now, a few things. First of all, that wasn't a real Shvichas Damim. It almost was a Shvichas Damim till Reuven and then Yehuda saved the day, but it wasn't a Shvichas Damim. So there was no Shvichas Damim over there. There was a Machshav Ra of Shvichas Damim, maybe, but there was no Shvichas Damim. Rashi says the Makar is as follows. The Makar is because the word Vayitpalu Tfila Hainu Kapara, and the Drasha is Vayitpalu Esaku Toines Badam, that the kutaynis, as in the ksaynis, is vayitpalu, is mechaper for dam, shvichas damim. So it's a little bit more of a drasha. We're not taking it out so much from the pasuk because there was really no shvichas damim over there. Either way, mechnesai mechaper al gilei arayis. The mechnesai were mechaper al gilei arayis. Shem, the pasuk says, vasei lehem mechnesai bad. So the idea of the mechnesayim literally means to cover the erva, but there's an idea to be mechasa the avera of erva. Mitznefes mechaper sagafi ruach. Mitznefes, the hat was mechaper against gaiva minayin. How do you know that? Amr Rab Chanina said, this is not learned out from a drasha, but this is a svara. Yovai dover shebe gaiva. So mitznefes is very tall. It's on the top of the koyin. The mechaper al gaiva, it's be mechaper for the idea of gaiva, which is too tall. Avnei mechaper al hiru aleit. The gartel was mechaper for bad thoughts. What's the makar to that? Heichad isay, because it was keneged aleit. They used to wear the gartel a little bit higher than you think. It was keneged aleit, and because it was keneged aleit, so it's for that reason it's mechaper on hiru aleit. Choishe mechaper al adinim. The choishen was mechaper on dinim related things. Shenema vasisa choishen mishpat. Eifoid mechaper al avodas kechavim. The eifoid was mechaper on avodas zara. Shenema, the pasuk says, ein eifoid v'trofim. So we know what the trofim is. We have a whole chumash here on what the trofim was. But the way Rashi explains the drasha is, ein eifoid v'trofim gishmak. Ein eifoid? If there's no eifoid v'trofim, then you're going to have the chet of trachim. By the way, this is assuming that trachim was avodah zarah, which is part of that raid bite. Me'il mechaper lashon hara. The me'il was mechaper lashon hara. Minayin, how do I know that? Rab Chanina. Rab Chanina said, yavo dover sheb koil v'yichaper al koil hara. Because the me'il made a lot of noise. How much noise did it make? Oh, there were 72, or some say 36 bells. So it really made a lot of noise. Yavoy davish nebekoil, v'yichaper al koil ra. V'tzitz mechaper lazus panim. V'tzitz was mechaber on chutzpah, on azus panim. V'tzitz ksib, regarding the tzitz, it says, v'hoya al metzach haharoin, u'bazus panim ksib, u'metzach isha zoyin ahoyolach. And the context over there is that the person is behaving like a zayna in that it's just with a chutzpah, with absolutely no regard for anything. And it says, metzach, metzach, hence we have a gzeirah shava. But Rabbi Inid Bar Sosin said, lama nismach parshas karbonos le parshas big day kahuna, loyma lecha to teach you, ma karbonos mechapim, af big day kuna mechapim. Tosfa says that the reason Rabbi Inid Bar Sosin said in his first memra, kemachloikis kan, kach machloikis b'maris negayim, that the machloikis 3672 with regards to the me'il is similar to the machloikis 3672 to maris negayim, is Rav Inini Bar Sosin l'shitasai gishmak. Because Rav Inini Bar Sosin said that the me'il was mechaper on the chet of Lashon Hara. And we know that al ma negayim boim, it's because of the chet of the Lashon Hara. That means the me'il and the maris negayim, unbeknownst, are very, very much related. In fact, they're both mechaper for the same exact chet, for Lashon Hara. So said Rav Inini Bar Sosin, I don't think this is Stamat Tzushtal 3672. Yesh Dvarim Begav. There's a little bit of an oimik over here, because it's so interesting to me that the two things that are mechaper on Lashon Hara, both of them, you find this machloik is 3672. That's the type of Tosfos on the Yomah that we mentioned we were going to get back to. But the Gemara asks Akasha on two things that Rav Inini Bar Sosin says. Rav Inini Bar Sosin gave you a list of eight things and what exactly these begadim were mechaper for. Faith the Gemara Einiv. I'm Rabbi Shul ben Levi. Rabbi Shul ben Levi said, Shnei Dvarim Lemetzidul Em Kapar Bekarponos Umbatzidul Em Kapar Bemakam Acher. There are two ideas, two averos, that you don't find anywhere that a carbon was mechaper for. However, Bemakam Acher, you do find the kapar. Eluin, Shvichas Damen, Veloshen Hara. Shvichas Damen, Veloshen Hara. There's no mention anywhere that there was a carbon that was mechaper for it. Stating that, Mimakam Acher, I know that, yes. Shvichas Damen, Me'agla Rufa. Shvichas Damen, Me'agla Rufa was mechaper for. And Loshen Hara, Mikhtoires, Viktoires. Now, how do you know Shvichas Damen, Me'agla Rufa? Well, that's a parish in the Torah, right? That's mafter of parish Shoiftim. Torah doesn't have to go through that. That's something that's very, very obvious. Mara doesn't have to go through that. Loshen Hara, Khtoires, that's not mefurish anywhere. So for that, we need a Makar. The Tani Rav Chananya taught the following Bryce. Not Khtoires, Mechaperes. How do you know the Khtoires? Mechaper Shem, the Pasuk says, Vayitin is a Khtoires. Vayichaper Alaam. That's in Parshas Koirach. When Aharon brought the Torahs, and it was mechaper. Tony for Rabbi Yishmael, Amak Torahs mechaperes, a loshen hara. And they explained it in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael. Yava davish bechashoy, v'yichaper al ma'isa chashoy. The Torahs was brought bechashoy because the Torahs was born in the Heichal, b'chol adam la'yir ba'yom ma'id, and the loshen hara is often spoken bechashoy. But the bottom line is, faith the Gemara, kasha, kasha loshen hara, loshen hara, kasha shvichas damim, shvichas damim. What's the kasha loshen hara, loshen hara? Rav Inini Bar Sosin said that what's mechaper on Lashon Hara, the Me'il? Here we have fartig brises that say that the Ketoros was mechaper on Lashon Hara. And kasha shvichas damen, shvichas damen. Rav Inini Bar Sosin said it was the ksoinis. We learned it from Yosef. That's what was mechaper on shvichas damen. And we have here that it wasn't the sinus, it was the egla rufa. And by the way, that's a pasuk in the Torah. That's not even negotiable over here. So lechera kash Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, kash shvichas damen, shvichas damen. The Gemara says that no, it's not shver. As it relates to shvichas damim, shvichas damim loy kasha. Had yadia man katle, had loy yadia man katle. Egla rufa was mechaper. Ksainis was mechaper. Egla rufa is mechaper when we don't know who the reitzeach is, right? That's the whole parsha of Egla rufa. The ksainis is mechaper when we do know who the reitzeach is. But the Gemara interrupts and says, "Idi yadia man katle bak talo." What do you mean? I never had a havamina that the ksainis was mechaper for shvichas damim when you know who the reitzeach is, because in that situation the person's anyways chayav misa. The Gemara says no, it's talking about b'meisid where somebody killed b'meisid. But le'astro basically it's not chayav misas bezdin. He's not chayav misas bezdin. So therefore, there's no misas bezdin. We know who killed, so it's not egla rufa either. What's mechaper? It's the ksainis that's mechaper. Lashon hara shalav nava lekasha. As it relates to lashon hara, that's also not shver. Habit sinna, habit farhesia. The mill, which was a davar shebekoil, that's mechaper on lashon hara shebekoil. That's a farhesia the lashon hara, as opposed to the Ketoris, which was a Dovah Shepet Sinna, Dovah Shepet Chashoy, that was Mechaper on Lashon Hara Shepet Sinna, that was Mechaper on Lashon Hara Shepet Chashoy. And on that note, Hadron Halach HaMizbeach Mekadosh. So just to end with one light Ha'ara. It's a Ha'ara Nefla that I saw in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim from Hagoyin HaGadol, Rab David Yoyo Weiss Shlita. It's in Parshas Tetzaveh. It's in Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Aleph. In the Shailos HaTshuvos Torah Lishma, which was written by, that's a big mystery, the stated author of Shailos HaTshuvos Torah Lishma was a great Sfarda Gadol whose name was Rabbi Yecheskel Kachli. Stating that, we have a whole raid bite on this. There's a fascinating mavoi that was written by Mechon Avat Shalom, and the Rosh HaMechon, Rabbi Yaakov Hillel Shlita, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer Shlita, and Rabbi Mazuz, Zeichet Tzadok Levracha, L'Havdol Ben Chaim Mechaim, passed away recently. But the great Ka'onim of the Sephardic world, they wrote this very, very long mavoi, proving beyond a reasonable doubt that Rabbi Yecheskel Kachli was not a real person, it was a pen name, and really the author of Shailos HaTshuvos Torah Lishma is the Ben Ishchai, but we digress. So in Shailos HaTshuvos Torah Lishma, this is in Simen Tov Kuf Chav Beis, the Shoyol asks two questions. The first question that he asks is, he was learning the Rif in Perek Bamem Adlikin, which by the way is Dov Bitei Matoiv. My Chanukah is in Perek Bamem Adlikin. He was learning the Rif in Perek Bamem Adlikin, and the Rif brings the entire memra of Rav Inuni Bar Sassan. That Loma Nismacha Parishes Karbonis Le Parishes Big Day Kuhuna Loimelacha, just like Karbonis from Mechaper, so too the Big Day Kuhuna from Mechaper. Now everybody knows that the Rif only brought halachas that on a gay bizman hazeh. In contrast to the Rambam who brought Hilchas al Mashicha, the Rif only brought what's 100% on a gay bizman hazeh. And the Shoyal asks Rabbi Yecheskel Kachli that the Rif omitted half of Shas because it's Hilchas al Mashicha. So why in the world did he bring Rav Inuni Bar Sassan's memra, L'chayra, Big Day Kuhuna is not something we have today. It's a Hilchas al Mashicha, and if that's the case, the Rif should not have brought it. What's Pashup Shah and why the Rif brought this halacha? So Rabbi Yecheskel Kachli writes back to the Shoyal and he tells him, Tshuva, you're 100% right. The Iker halacha of Rav Inuni Bar Sassan has no relevance bizmanenu. However, think about Rav Inuni Bar Sassan's memra. Rav Inuni Bar Sassan said there were 8 different begadim, right? Shmoyin begadim, that a mechaper keneged 8 different averes. And he went through and he delineated which beged is mechaper for which avera. He has the averes chamurois. You have avodah zarah, you have gilui arayos, shfichas damim. But then you also have things that maybe you wouldn't have expected to find there. For example, azus ponim. You have the idea of Hirur Halev, Gaiva, even Lashon Hara, says Rabbi Yecheskel Kachli. What you see from Rav Inuni Bar Sassan is that Hishva HaMokim, on some level, those Averos, that Be'enei Bnei Adam are maybe Kalois, to the Gimel Averos Chamurois. And the Rif loved that Musar that emerges from Rav Inuni Bar Sassan's Halacha, and that's why in his Halachos, he brought something that's Shalei Kedarkoi, because it's not Halacha L'maisa, but he brought it for this reason. This is in Shailos HaTshuvos Torah Lishma and Simen Tov Kuf Chav Beis. But Agoyin Hagadol, Rav David Yoel Shlita, said a Dover Nifla, Viruyin Hadvarim L'misha Amra. The Gemara in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Ayin Beis Amar Aleph, it's the last line of Ayin Beis Amar Aleph. Omer Rab Chomer Rab Chanina, Maidach Siv, as Big Day Hasrod, L'sharis Bakaydash. The Big Day Kuhuna were referred to as the Big Day Hasrod. Why they referred to as Big Day Hasrod? Why that lashon? So he said, "Amalei Big Day Kuhuna," because were it not for the fact that Yidden had Big Day Kuhuna, v'neshtayim misenein sheYisrael sarudu pala, the Yidden would not be able to survive. The only reason we were able to exist as a nation was because of the fact that there were Big Day Kuhuna, and being that Sarud is miloshin sarud, right? Miloshin pleita, miloshin survivor. So the Big Day Kuhuna are referred to as Big Day Sarud. Because it's the secret to the survival of the Jews. So, Rashi, where do you find that the Big Day Kohuna would be a reason that we would say, "Almole Big Day Kuhuna le nishtayim misenein sheYisrael saru falit"? So, Rashi, shal yedeya makriven hakarbonos hamechapren al Yisrael, because he can't bring karbonos without Big Day Kuhuna. So, kumta is that the Big Day Kuhuna are a gram for karbonos. Karbonos, that's the brisbane absorim, right? That's how we're able to survive. So, kumta is that the Big Day Kuhuna are a cause, thus, umale big day kuna leinishtaim misenen sheYisrael saru tufal. If you take a look at the Marsha says that v'lin nira yoyserel derech habshat. Because Rav Inuni Bar Sassan said in Zvachim Peches, and it's mentioned in different places in Shas, that Lama nismecha, the parish of Big Dekuna to the parish of Karbonis, Loimelacha to teach you, Ma Karbonis mechaper, and Af Big Dekuna mechaper. That means the Big Dekuna alena mechaper. And go through the Averis that it's mechaper for. It's Averis chamuris ad lamaoid. So you see that the Big Dekuna plays a tremendous role in giving Klal Yisrael kapara. So says the Marasha, I don't think you have to come on to Rashi, Shal Yedeya makriven hakarbonis, ha mechaper al Yisrael. The Big Dekuna alain. It's the memra of Rabbeinu Nibarsa. Rab Chanina holds like that memra, and that's why he held that the Big Day Kuna referred to as the Big Day Srod, because that kapara that was attained from the Big Day Kuna, from the Big Day Kuna, was so fast that umoli that kapara lo in the shtayim misaynein she Yisrael saru pal. That means there's a shayla in the Gedolei Achronim. When we say that Big Day Kuna are mechaper, are they mechaper only when the Kehanim were wearing the Big Day Kuna? Or are they mechaper even when the Kehanim were not wearing the Big Day Kuna? So the Achrayinim say that at first glance is a very obvious sushta. And that is, we know that the tzitz was meratza. Kachem 101. What does that mean? So if there was some element of tumah in the hakrava of a carbon, the tzitz had an ability to be meratza, to make believe that there was really no tumah, and there's going to be ritzoy. There's machlekes tanan, Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Shimon, Yuma Davav, and in other places, whether the tzitz was only meratza ba'oidei al mitzchay, when it was literally on the metzach, on the forehead of the kohen, or whether it was meratza even when it was not oidei al mitzchay. So at first glance, tainin da'achroinim, that you would think that this shayla, whether the big day kunam were mechaper only when the Kehanim were wearing, even when the Kehanim were not wearing, would be totally in that. If you hold that the tzitz was meratze ba'udal mitzchay, so you see the koyach of the Big Day Kuna, the power that the Big Day Kuna have, is only betziruf that there's a koyin actually wearing it. But if a koyin's not wearing it, it doesn't have power. It doesn't have power to be meratze, it doesn't have power to be mechaper either. If you hold, however, that the tzitz was meratza even ein oydan al mitzchay, so then you can argue that the same would be true with regards to kapar. Now, it's not muchach that that's a tzushta, because it could be, there's a chilek between the tzitz being meratza, which is a kachem digedin, right, that's a hilchas avoida, as opposed to the fact that bikuna mechaper, that's already an ebeshte geshaft, that loy bashamayim, it could be as it relates to that inyan, the etzim fact that there's big tekuna, that alone would have an ability to be mechap. Rabbi Yoel in that piece has a whole arichas of different marmakoimus this way and that way. I'm just going to mention one, Aydi de Chavivali, and that's from the Hilgich Sam Sofer. And this is printed in Drushim Va'agodos, Roiv of which was written when the Chsam Sofer lived in Dresnitz. It's on Daf Resh Mem Vav Tor Aleph. It's a drusha that the Chsam Sofer gave in the year Tav Kuf Nun Ches, Erev Rosh Chodesh Adar. That's 1798, Limisparim. So in the middle of a piece, the Chassam Sofer says one line. Aval ha'inyin, ki yodua, the Big Day Kahuna hayu mechaperim. That the Big Day Kahuna used to be mechaper. V'chein kol kli beis hamikdash. Wow. All the kelim of the beis hamikdash were also mechaper. It's a chiddush of the Chassam Sofer. Vayu mechaperin afilu b'loy avoida, and they were mechaperin, even shloy b'shas avoida, afilu talu b'sichso. They're hanging on the hook. It's in your closet somewhere. They still had an ability to be mechaper. And the Chassam Sofer says, it's yodua this. What I'm telling you now is yodua. That the Big Day Kuna were mechaper, and the Kli Shoris were also mechaper, and they were mechaper even b'loy avoida, and afilu talu b'sichso. So in the Torah from the Hilchos Chassam Sofer, the Big Day Kuna had ability to be mechaper even when the Kayan wasn't wearing them. Even when it was b'loy avoida, even when it was even talu b'sichso. So David Yoel, after he brings the Solar Richas, he says, the emes is, I found them a furish ha'achra in the Rishonim. There's a pirish, a mesechtes yuma, from one of the Rishonim. And this pirish is from Rabbeinu Eliyakim. He was from Magensia. Rabbeinu Eliyakim, one of the Rishonim. And on this Gemara here, Masechtas Yuma Dafayim Beis on the Beis. Umole Big Tuna Lein Shtaim Yisrael Shal Yisrael Saru Ufalit. Rabbeinu Eliyakim was Mefarish the Gemara like the Marsha. The Marsha was Mechavin to one of the Rishonim. But listen to his Lashon. He says as follows. Umole Big Dei Kuhuna Shenishtairu Sha'adayin Heim Kayomim Beroimi. Then Nishtair today, they're in Roimi. Umechapin adayin al Yisrael, loy nishtayer misoineim shal Yisrael sorrow to Poland. Mamish the Marshos pshat. It's not the avoida that was done when the Koyan was wearing the Big Dekuna. It's the etzem mitzias of the big day kuna. And he just added one thing: ilmale big day kuna shenishtairu she'adayin. We still have them. What do you mean we still have them? You have the big day kuna. You ever saw the big day kuna? Adayin ain't beroymi, said Rabbeinu Al Yakim. And when they're in roymi, they have the ability to be mechaper. Now the makar that the big day kuna is in roymi, so it comes really from a gemara. It comes from a gemara mesechtes yuma daf nun vav, where the gemara talks about the paroiches and there was machloikis when they used to do the hazois by the parum davar shel tzibur and the hazois on Yom Kippur. So some of them were on the paroiches. And the shaila was, did it go literally on the paroiches or did it not go literally on the paroiches? And the Gemara said, one of the Tanam said, I was in Roimi and I saw them and on the paroiches he had kamatipi damim. That's a raya that it must have been literally on the paroiches. But the bottom line is, there you find that the paroiches, which was one of the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, is in Roimi. But the truth is, in Avos D'Rav Nosson, Kveger in Gilyon HaShas, on that Gemara, Yuma Daf Nun Vav, he quotes this Avos D'Rav Nosson. It's at the very, very, very end of Perek Avos D'Rav Nosson. It's almost the last piece. There were certain things in the Beis HaMikdash that were hidden. Meaning, the Yidden hid these things when they realized that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be Charev. And Eluhein, Oyel Moyet, V'Kelem Shabai, V'Arim V'Shivrei Luchois, V'Tzintzenes Haman, V'Hamata, U'Makli Shalaharin Shkedeh U'Frochia. All these things were hidden. Now there's another list. U'Big Dei Kohuna, U'Big Dei Koyim, U'Big Dei Kohuna, U'Big Dei Koyim Mashiach, I'm sorry. Av, Machteshes Shal Beis Haftinas, Shulchan, U'Menoira, Uparoiches v'tzitz, u'tzitz adayim u'nochem v'roim. He says the Avos D'Rav Nosson. Those things were taken to Rome, and they weren't just taken to Rome, but adayim u'nochem v'roim. They're still in Rome. But what's the bottom line? What do you see from here? You see from Rabbeinu Al-Yakim that when the Gemara says in Masechta Yuma Daf Ayin Beis that the Big Dei Kuna have an ability to be mechaper u'moleheim le'nishtayim u'misaynein she'Yisrael sarud u'palit, it means the etzim chefs of the Big Dei Kuna, and it's based on Inir Basosin's halacha that the Big Dei Kuna had to be had the ability to be mechaper the way the Mashal learned that Gemara. But for that, even in Golos, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, even if they're in the Vatican, even if they're Adayin and Beroimi, they still have an ability to be mechaper. So said Agoyin, Rav David Yoel Weiss Shlita, that the Shoyel asked Rabbi Yecheskel Kachli, or the Ben Ishchai, he asked in Shoyel Shuvah's Torah L'Shmo, why would the Rif bring such a halacha? It's Hilchos HaMashiach, it has no Sheiches to today. It's not true, because Adayin and Beroimi, and if Adayin and Beroimi, it's not a the feed this Rabbeinu El Yakim, it's Meyushev, the Kushya of the Shoyel. One thing, I mean, this is Divrei Pichachim Chaim, all this Torah is Divrei Pichachim Chaim, but this brings out very, very stark, you know, this whole tumult of where's the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, the Lost Ark, where are the Big Dei Kuna, is it in Rome, is it not in Rome, the Vatican, not the Vatican, right, Ubobo, Pritzim V'Chilalu, by the way, that's a whole nother element to the Sugi. We spoke about this when we learned Masechta Tzavei Dezar. That's the Machlokes, the Ramban and the Balamar, iron related rabbi for that. That's a whole nother shmooze, because it could be once the Goyim entered the Beis HaMikdash, so at that point they were mechal of the Kedush of all the Kalim. The Kalim and the Begadim, you would think, too, wouldn't have any Kedush. Again, that's totally already Ba'ashle Rabbi. That's a huge sugya. But the bottom line, this whole shmooze that comes up, where are the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash? This is Negeya Halacha L'Maisa. Because if the Kalim, if the Big Dei Kohuna exists today, we're getting Kapara. And then we have that Gemara Mesechtes Yuma Daf Ayin Beis Hamid Beis. And if not, then we're missing the Big Dei Srod. We're missing those begodim that Chazal said, "Umoleihem lo nishtairu misoinein shal Yisrael sarudu polin." Pilei ployim. Whether or not the kalim exist, whether or not the begodim exist, this is not just the raid of archaeologists and historians. This is something that's very much halacha lemaisa. How much halacha lemaisa? The Rif and his piskei halachas, where he brought only halachas, and only halachas that are negei of his man hazeh, he brought the sugya of, do the Big Dei Kuna exist, or do the Big Dei Kahuna not exist?